I put on for telephone calls. I throw a sister or do and do catch you KVPI AM Classic Country 1050. Sue KVPI FM Oldies 92.5. Sue the internet at oldies925.com. Yeah, start a Sue for cell phone. I throw a read and do 00 and. In our program, it presents a book on a service pod, Laverne's Insurance Agency, Floyd's Record Shop, Quality Medical Care and Services, Jean-Marc Incorporated, Manual Hardware, Fontenot Physical Therapy, T-Boys, Slaughterhouse, Meat Market and Grocery, Mellow Joy Coffee, Lemoyne and Associates Insurance Agency, Boardlaw's Home Furnishings, Blake's Pharmacy is a Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Les deux lignes de téléphone ouvert à stud. Tu peux commencer à appeler 363-2124. Si tu as un compte, un comment, un question. Comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, n'importe quel sujet tu veux chier avec nous autres ce matin. Peut-être des mémoires de l'échange qui a pris place dans votre vie des années passées. Appel 363-2-2-4. Comment ça va, Jim?
Moi, ça va bien ce matin, et puis j'ai eu de l'espoir que peut-être on aurait des petits orages en allant sur la fin de semaine. Vendredi, samedi, dimanche, 30%. Ça, c'est 3 chances dans 10 qu'on aurait de la pluie.
Ça, c'était pas des bonnes chances.
Oh, et comment tu crois? Il y a du monde qui avait eu, la semaine passée, 8 pouces de pluie. Et nous autres, on était toujours prêts à regarder à zéro ou bien pas être plus haut que zéro. Oh, je te dis, les affaires, c'est différent. Hein?
Mm-hmm.
Allons voir si je peux trouver le mot du jour.
All right.
En quelque place ici, là. J'avais ça à la main. Oh, des mots bien communs qu'on use, on a l'habitude d'user. A dip net.
A dip net.
You know how, you know. Do you know how to say a dip net en français?
Non, sir.
Un carrelet.
Un carrelet.
Oui, on va passer le carrelet pour ramasser des appâts. Tu connais? We'll use the dip net.
Uh-huh. Un carrelet.
So, if you want to say, on va aller carreloter.
Carreloter.
Is to use a dip net. Okay. And then the word for drill, a drill, le tarrière.
Le tarrière.
Le tarrière. Okay. Ça, c'est notre... Oops. That was a big book close. Sorry about that, Mark.
It's still reverberating in my eardrum.
Ça vient de le livre Cajun Self-Taught par le Monseigneur Jules Degg.
All right, Jim.
Okay. Any phone call yet?
They're coming, Jim.
They're coming, huh? Okay, allons voir si je peux ouvrir un autre livre ici, là, pour le programme La Tasse de Café pour le
mercredi
du matin. All right, on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim.
Uh-huh.
It's Sylvia.
Yes, Sylvia.
Last Friday, we were talking about the...
Wait. Yes, ma'am.
Those nut trees. I can't remember what they was. Chestnut thing.
Chickapin.
Okay, well, I told y'all that Roger Tippity had one out here by my shed.
Uh-huh.
And out there yesterday, and I got some leaves off of it, and I got a couple of those chickapins. But there's a big one, got the chestnut.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to, when I come to the doctor this evening, I'm going to stop by y'all's office.
All right.
About 1:30.
Okay, very good.
I can't get out good, but I blow my horn, and if somebody will come get it, I'll bring it to you.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Miss Sylvia.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. We were having a little technical problem there with her call. I'm not sure there's something not quite clear there. All right, another phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Jim and Mark.
Good morning, Milburn.
Yep. You were talking about rain?
Uh-huh.
But it's thundering over here in the west over here.
You've got some thunder over there?
Oh, yeah.
Show me la vie.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the weather people said zero chance of rain, so peut-être, mais quand le vieux en haut, le Melbourne, quand le vieux qui est en haut, le, quand il décide de nous envoyer de la pluie, ça ne fait pas de différence qui c'est le... Ça fait pas de différence qui c'est le weatherman dit. Il va en aura de la pluie.
Pour ici, quelques années passées, il disait toujours, il dit, tu connais les weathermen, ils sont 50% right and 50% wrong, c'est-à-dire. C'est in between, tu peux pas t'en fier.
Exactement. Merci beaucoup.
Jim.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you a question, even more. Is it like the town of Vilpat, are they responsible for us, their stop signs in town and all of that?
I'm not quite sure, Milburn.
Well, okay, but I don't want to offend nobody, but if the mayor of Vilpat and the town council would hear this, you know, there's one stop sign in particular on the Southwest Railroad there.
Uh-huh.
When you're coming back from Evangelist, you know, it's a four-way stop sign.
Yes, sir.
On the corner of West Cotton, I think.
Uh-huh.
That sign is pathetic looking. It don't have no red paint on it. It's a brushboard wall.
Oh, la peinture est finie dessus. So they need to replace that stop sign with a new one that's got brighter color.
Yeah, so it can make it more visible for people to see it.
Very good. Thanks a lot for passing that information on.
Because it's hard to see. You know, uh-huh. It's a routine.
Wait. That's a good point to bring out. And also some places where there's an overgrowth of shrubs and things right on the corner where you almost have to get on the street itself before you see oncoming traffic. That's also in a couple of places.
Like on MacArthur and West LaSalle there.
Oh, there's different...
Thanks
a lot, Melbourne.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Hope y'all have a good day and hope that thunder brings you some rain.
Well, we had a part of the east the other day.
Oh, well, you see, y'all had the west side had more rain than we had right here in the Ville Platte area.
Well, I hope so.
All right. Merci beaucoup.
Dry out, Teddy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, y'all have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
363-2124. Phone lines are back open. Give us a call.
All right.
Yeah, no, Jim, what else you got there?
I think I'm going to have to wait till later, Mark, to get to pass this on to the people. Just ran across something.
Okay.
Right here.
I know that's your little kicker story.
Yes, I have that right here. I just saw this for the first time, and there's some verbiage there that...
Double check on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the saying, raining cats and dogs and... what else? Threshold. Okay, we'll have to read this over before passing this on. Okay, our little kicker story. Oh, mais écoute, ça, là, ça me fait penser d'une autre histoire qu'on avait eue, la Floyd avait dit quelque temps passé, mais je vais le dire en anglais. and I heard, I think you and Randy this morning, very early talking about this. A Northwest Washington State man, this is up in the Northwest, is recovering after accidentally shooting himself in the leg while hunting a possum that was eating his chickens. And, of course, we're very familiar with possums eating chickens around here, huh? Larry Tenbrink of Mount Vernon, Washington State, was watching TV when he heard his chickens carrying on and making squawking noises late Sunday night. He figured the problem was the possum had already killed more than a dozen of his chickens over the past few months. So he grabbed his .22 pistol. He headed outside and saw that possum walking around on his property near the chicken house, but he got so excited he accidentally pulled the trigger too early and he shot himself in the thigh. The 61-year-old handyman told the newspaper on Monday that he's back home after a trip to the hospital, and though the possum got away, he'll be hunting it again, but next time he says he's going to use a trap. And, of course, we're very, very familiar with possums raiding the chicken house and eating chickens. But we did catch quite a few possums in the trap. I'm still trying to trap armadillos, though, and that's harder to trap than possums.
You're still fighting the armadillo problem?
Oh, yes, yes. They go all over the place, and right now they're raiding cats' flower beds and digging up the flowers and all kinds of things like that. So. But we do have some experts, I think, about, you know. But now I've heard that you can actually call somebody, and there's professional armadillo trappers that'll come, you know, just like the beaver trappers and all, and they'll come to your place and trap the armadillos.
We need to get more information about that.
Mais je vais dire qui, dans la meilleure manière, c'est avec un fusil, parce que, ou un baseball bat, parce que, autrement que ça, avec les cales qu'ils ont sur le dos, là, c'est dur à tuer ça, à détruire ça. OK, phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
Hello.
Linda, we're here too, yeah, Mark.
This is my moon.
Who's this?
This isn't my moon.
Uh-huh. And
it rained over here.
It rained when?
Just a while ago. Just a little tornado, and it's still cloudy outside. Wow. The weatherman is wrong.
No kidding. So Mamu had some rain this morning.
Not enough.
A little drizzle, anyway.
Yeah, just too much to keep me from cutting my grass.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, that's a good excuse. Thank you for...
Thank you, and you have a good day.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another call, Jim.
Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim.
Uh-huh.
I would like to know if anybody fixes sewing machines in Belle Platte. This is Emily.
Uh-huh. All right. Emily calling.
Yeah. I would like to know if there's anybody fixing sewing machines in Belle Platte.
All right. We have not heard of any in recent times. In fact, even in the area. But if anybody listening right now knows of a sewing machine repair place, give us a phone call. We'll be glad to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the phone line is back open. Give us a call.
Allô, parlez pour le Philemon and Associates, parce que je vais dire quoi, ils sont prêts à servir leurs clients il y a plus que 22 ans, Steur. Le numéro de fond, bien aisé pour vous se rappeler, 363-7777. Visitez le Vaillamont Philemon and Associates Insurance Agency, Philemon et son team vous offrent toutes les qualités d'assurance que tu peux demander pour les assurances pour l'automobile, pour la maison, les homeowners, les assurances de vie, les assurances de santé, les Medicare Supplements, Disability Insurance, les assurances pour les bâtiments, les motorcycles, les campers et les motorhomes. Tu connais que tu peux acheter de l'assurance avec eux autres, un petit montant down et des paiements temps par mois. La Monin Associates est une agence d'assurance indépendante qui représente différentes compagnies. Ça se fait, ils sont sûrs qu'ils ont un pour savoir de besoin. N'oubliez pas de venir voir La Monin Associates Insurance Agency, East Main, la Ville-Plage, le bout du est de la Grande Rue, leur numéro de fond 363-7777.
Another phone call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
Uh-huh.
This is Stephen over here.
Yes, Stephen, go ahead.
I was listening to your oldest show last night, and I forget the guy that was playing the records, but...
Danny,
okay. He was saying that Lloyd Price was the first guy that did Mary Mary and Miss Claudia, and he's saying there were some people that were saying that. Is that right?
I think so. I think if Danny told you, I think he pretty well knows that oldies music. So I think Lloyd Price is the original.
Well, he didn't tell me that. He was just saying that over the radio, you know?
Well, yeah, right. We understand that.
That's right.
We understand that.
Right. Thank you.
All right, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. All right, 363-2124, Jim. Today in 57, was that a good year for you?
57 was a good year, yeah, uh-huh.
Ford Motor Company introduced a brand new car model. It was named after the son of the late Henry Ford. His name was Edsel Bryant Ford. But this new car model never really caught on for some reason, Jim.
And it went, how many years did it last that it was produced?
Oh, 20 plus, but I don't think it lasted very long. And I have the original TV commercial. You remember that for you?
Yeah, sure. Is the 1958 Edsel, the car that presents originality and elegance never seen before in any car at any price, and presents them in 18 different models. This expensive-looking car is one of the Edsel Ranger series, a four-door ice-green sedan styled like a hardtop that sells for no more than some models of America's low-priced cars. The turquoise and white convertible you see driving up now is one of the Edsel Pacer series, with elegant Edsel styling throughout, such as these Edsel contour seats that are scientifically designed to give you separate back and shoulder support. An overall feeling of luxurious comfort that means hour upon hour of fatigue-free, enjoyable driving. And the back of the front seat is divided in a new way. It gives the middle passenger a full backrest, so you ride more comfortably than you ever have before. This two-door hardtop is one of the large and luxurious cars in the Edsel Corsair series. Its colors are copper metallic and white, one of over 90 Edsel color combinations that you can choose from, so you can completely satisfy your individual color tastes. This ember red and white four-door hardtop is one of the magnificent Citation series. Upholstered in white vinyl and gold nylon. Just one of an attractive array of the very latest high-fashion decorator fabrics. All color-keyed to match the car exterior. Here's the distinctive Edsel Bermuda, done in charcoal brown and driftwood. One of five Edsel station wagons, which give you your choice of both two and four-door, six and nine passenger models. And this is the Edsel Citation Convertible in gold and white. Undoubtedly the most beautiful convertible in the world. See this and the other elegantly styled Edsels at your Edsel dealer this week. Remember, this is the year to get out of your old car and into the most elegant automobile of your lifetime.
Hey, sorry, folks, that we showed that only in black and white, so you couldn't see the colors that they were talking about.
I don't think too many people had color TV in 57, Jim.
Oh, you talk about, huh? But they were talking about all those colors, you know, and a beautiful line of Edsels. They, I'm not exactly sure why they didn't, you know, they went out of production after only two or three years or whatever, you know.
If anybody, any of our listeners ever owned an Edsel.
Oh, we talked about that a few months back, yeah, and there were several that had called in and talked about their Edsels. I remember right there on Chatania Street, there was one that stayed in somebody's yard for several years.
Wow.
Yeah, the Edsel. Okay.
Got a call, Jim.
Got a phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air. Who is this, please?
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey.
If I'm not mistaken, it didn't quite make 3 years, but I believe that ring it had in the front on the grill, it resembled a Pontiac.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the grill work in the front, yes.
Yeah, I believe that's one of the reasons why they took it off the market. And by the way, I'm as old as you are, if not older. I'll be 78 in November.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you're older than me.
Okay, just one almost out of your shop.
Merci beaucoup pour avoir appelé.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
I think we caught his name, did we?
No, we didn't catch the name.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, something that happened 17 years ago, Mark. 17 years ago would have been, what, 92?
Uh-huh. Something that happened 92. Here locally? Or
In the state of Louisiana.
In 92?
In 92.
And it made headlines?
Oh, headlines worldwide.
Something to do with politics?
No, not politics. But this is the season for them, you know.
Hurricanes.
Andrew.
Hurricane Andrew.
And Andrew devastated Florida, then they came to visit Louisiana, and it was a Category 5 hurricane with winds of 150 to 172 miles per hour.
My God.
And it claimed four lives in Louisiana and caused much, much damage all over the state.
Mm.
And as we said, that's one of those that had gone around and around, you know. But anyhow, Andrew, 17 years ago. Okay, on va parler pour le Manuel Hardware. And if you're calling us, just hang on there and we'll pick it up in just a moment. Manuel Hardware. Oh, bonne merci, le café peut se faire passer. Manuel Hardware, après servir le public, oh, je vais dire quoi, il y a 50 ans plus. Et c'est toujours dans la même famille, les générations de la famille de Manuel. Et M. Kip Manuel vous invite de venir et visiter avec eux autres, et je vais dire quoi. Tu vas trouver là tout le hardware que tu peux demander pour des outils à la main, des outils à l'électricité, des outils pour la cour et les jardins, les farms et toutes sortes de choses comme ça. Et puis, n'oubliez pas que Manuel Hardware est content de vous recevoir, d'être capable de vous servir. Quand tu rentres là, tu n'as pas besoin de commencer à chercher, fouiller tout partout pour des articles que tu as pu chercher pour, que tu as besoin. Ils ont des commis qui sont contents d'être capables de vous servir, vous donner du service individuel, personne à personne. Et n'oubliez pas, tous les matériaux, les morceaux que tu as besoin pour les machines à zarbes et des tirs et différentes choses comme ça, c'est valable. Ils ont les matériaux de plumbing et d'électricité. Tu vas trouver des escaliers en concrete, des poteaux, utility service poles et toutes sortes de choses, des peintures naturellement et beaucoup, beaucoup d'autres choses. Oui, mes amis, tu vas trouver pourquoi que ça, c'est une place que si populaire. Le Manuel Hardware, 1209 West Main, collé après Hardware Savage, le numéro de phone, 363-5522. Ton code, le numéro de phone pour Manual Hardware, si tu aimerais les appeler d'avance, 363-5528. Ils sont vers lundi au vendredi, 7h à 5h, et le samedi, tous les matins, 7h à 12h.
Et tu parles pour notre call, Jim.
On va prendre notre phone call et on va dire bonjour, là, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air. Well, all right. On va essayer un autre. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim.
Oui.
Burke.
Yeah, Burke.
À la Californie, tu as entendu Edsel et des turbines dans les car shows.
Oh, oui, dans leurs car shows, hein?
Oui, et puis ils sont toujours prêts comme neuf.
Comment tu crois? Brillant, brillant.
Some beautiful cars.
Ah, ouais.
Yeah.
La dernière fois, j'étais dans un car show et j'ai vu le Studebaker et l'Edsel side by side, comme tu dis.
Comment tu crois? Mais c'était des, je me rappelle, les Studebaker étaient des bien magnifiques chars, mais as we said before, I think they were ahead of their time. You know, il y en a qui faisaient des bêtises, ça dit, tu peux pas voir s'il a pris backup ou aller en avant, tu connais, parce que ils étaient aussi dans streamline.
Ça faisait penser, oui, à les petits hélicoptères.
Oui. Les
Studebaker, c'est quand les jours, ils vont bien commencer à s'envoler.
Alors, t'avais un Studebaker?
Oui, les gars. Pour plusieurs années.
C'est ça. Et t'a donné du bon service alors?
Oh, j'ai jamais traqué avec Jim.
All right, ben ça c'est.
Tout dans les yeux, les gens vont amener une fois pour faire orger.
Who's the Studebaker dealer in Ville Platte?
You got that, Bert?
Yeah, I didn't buy one in Ville Platte, I bought one in Franklin.
But I'm sure there was one in
Was it
Platte.
Miller Oakland, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. Mr. Miller, yeah.
And then we had an Edsel dealer here at one time.
Mr. Elliot Dupre had the Edsel for a while.
Mr. Dupre Motors?
Dupre Motors, if I'm mistaken.
All right. Very good. Merci, Burke.
Jim.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
363-2124, Jim, on veut prendre l'occasion pour dire, we want to salute Lee DeForest. Does that name ring a bell?
Not really. The bell is not very loud.
If it wasn't for Lee DeForest, you and I would not be sitting here, Jim.
Had to do with radio?
Yes, sir. The father of radio. He was born on this date in 1873. He invented all kinds of things, the photoelectric cell, the surgical knife. But the one that had the most impact on the world, he invented the first electron tube, a three-element vacuum tube, which became the Audion tube, which is really the most significant invention that made radio possible, Jim.
How about that? And boy, I tell you what, I can remember when, you know, you had trouble with your radio, well, or even the TV. Ça change les tubes,
yes,
you know.
Right. You just
swap, exchange, put a new tube in, and very often that would solve your problem. But nowadays
they can't do that anymore.
There's no more tubes. There was circuit boards and all kind of stuff like that. Now I think most of that stuff is disposable, you know. Toujours bien. Okay, we've got somebody on the line.
Oui.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Swallow.
Yes.
My name's Ethan Nordway.
Yes, go ahead, Ethan.
What year did the Evolve Wholesale close?
Wow, that was the one on Main Street by the railroad.
By the railroad.
Yeah.
My father worked there, and my Uncle Jose Argon also worked there. But I've been gone so long, I come back, and I can remember the exact spot. The trains used to run pretty frequently, and they brought in boxcars loaded with goods to be unloaded there at the wholesale.
Yeah, you'd get train loads of stuff that would go to the wholesale, and then it was delivered to the stores.
By the trains, and right there at the oil.
And your dad was Mr.
Easton Ardwan.
Mr. Easton Ardwan. All right,
his nickname was T.P.
Wait.
Yep.
All right.
And I was just wondering, but you're great on the radio. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks a lot, Easton.
And also, Bill Ardwan, Saturday night, he is great. He knows his music and stuff, and he's a great disc jockey.
Oh, yeah, it's great to hear Bill. He's so laid back and easygoing sounds. Bill Ardwan, and we enjoy his music, too. And thanks for the comment, Easton.
Okay. But you're really great, kid number one.
Oh, listen, you can get almost anything by doing that. My hat's going to split open.
Thank you very much.
We hope that we can get an answer for your question about the of oils wholesale. And, of course, that reminds us that years ago there was a number of wholesales here in Ville Platte.
Yeah, Fred Badlaw had a wholesale.
Right, the Evangeline wholesale, the Boardlaws, and there were some others too. Thanks for calling. We hope we can get your answer. Okay. All right. Another call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
This is Jennifer Vitrine. How y'all doing?
Doing fine, Jennifer.
I just wanted to call this morning to acknowledge the death of Senator Ted Kennedy. We've lost a great senator, but more importantly, we lost a champion for the poor and the working man and the disadvantaged and the elderly, because Senator Kennedy always fought for social justice for that sector of our community and of our nation, and he also fought for health care for everyone. So his death is a great loss to the nation and a lot of people. And I just can remember he was instrumental in also bringing up minimum wage. You know, he was instrumental in making sure that the minimum wage was increased for the working man. So he's done a lot of great things, and now that he's gone, I think it's a sad day in America. And just, I think it was a year yesterday when I just saw him in Denver at the Democratic Convention when he delivered his last speech in January in Washington, D.C. at the inauguration. So it's kind of hard today to know that he's gone, and he's been in the Senate so long just working for people so they can have a better quality of life. And another thing, he had a great connection to Acadiana, because his wife, Vicky, was from Crawley, and I knew her very well because she was the daughter of Judge Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
From Crowley. And so every time that I was in Washington, he always opened his office up to people that were from Louisiana, especially Acadiana. And when he found out that I was from Ville Platte, every time I needed somewhere to use the phones or I needed an office to make some calls, he always opened his office up to people from Acadiana, because he said he had a soft spot in his heart for Acadiana because his wife was right down the road in Crowley. So I just wanted to just make that mention that today we've lost a great senator in the Senate today.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
And not called.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Gloria. I'm calling about that lady that needed a sewing machine repair.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Nella Ardwin does it in Ville Platte. I have her number.
Wait, who is this?
This is...
No, but I mean, the name you just said, Ardwin?
Nella Ardwin.
Nella Ardwin. Does sewing machine repairs.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Her number is 831-9808.
All right. Very good.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Okay.
Phone lines are back open, 363-2124.
Mm-hmm.
Café bon, Jim.
Oh, le café beaucoup bon ce matin. Ça, c'est le café dans le paquet jaune. Et allons voir, Estelle, je voulais parler pour, si tu es sur la ligne, on va dire, just hold on, we'll pick it up again in a minute. Mais on voulait vous parler pour le quality medical care and services. Et quand le docteur dit que tu as besoin de certaines matériaux d'équipement pour soigner quelqu'un chez autre, soyez sûr de choisir le quality medical care and services pour fournir tout ça que tu as besoin. Ça, c'est sur Takeoff Road, le chemin de Lance de Tête, au Highland Park Shopping Center. Et cette droite-là, bien aisée à trouver entre le magasin de fourniture à Browns et Champagne's Grocery. Et venez visiter avec Money Blood Tim, Possum Fontenot et tout son team de professionnels. Ils vont suivre les ordres du docteur. Ils seront valables pour répondre à toutes vos questions. Ils peuvent vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. Et puis, si tu souffres avec le sans doute diabetes, Quality Medical Care and Services à la ligne complète de tous les matériaux que tu as besoin, même les souliers aussi. Pour les diabetics. Leur numéro de fond, 363-8-N-0-N, 363-8-1-0-1. Ils peuvent venir chez vous et vous faites les souliers. Et, of course, ils ont l'oxygène et les wheelchairs, les lits d'hôpital, les scooters et toutes sortes de choses pour soigner quelqu'un chez eux. Et, naturellement, il y a plein de la place pour park là. Ça se fait qu'ils peuvent venir et être assurés que tu seras bien servi. Numéro de fond, 363-8-N-0-N. Il accepte Medicare, Medicaid et les assurances privées. Et tu peux appeler ce numéro de fond tourne 24 heures par jour, ouvert 8h à 5h, lundi au jeudi, 8h à 4h sur le vendredi. N'oubliez pas, Quality Medical Care and Services, Tate Cove Road, Highland Park Shopping Center, La Ville Platte, et Hospital Drive à Oakdale. Mark?
All right, 363-2124, the phone lines are open. Just a short little plug again, Jim. We're getting a lot of good comments about a program that we began a couple of years ago. On Sunday mornings, if you enjoy the old-time radio shows, we bring 2 solid hours of the old-time. In fact, last weekend we had Amos and Andy on, Jim, and we had, what's that gal with the pigtails, Jim?
Judy Canova?
We had an episode of Judy Canova, and I think maybe an episode of Superman. But it's always some good old-time radio shows. We invite you to tune in every Sunday morning from 7 to 9.
And please pass that news
pass
along
the news
to those
on.
Who... Now, it's a variety of shows,
yeah.
Because sometimes you have a musical. A couple of Sundays ago, it was a musical.
Yeah,
thing.
And I think we even had the Creaking Door this past Sunday. So, we like you said, it's a variety of all kinds of shows.
How about that? Yeah. And I think I even heard one day there was a Kate Smith was one of the singers. So please keep that in mind. Every Sunday morning on KVPI FM 92.5, that old-time radio show series, and it's different shows from week to week. All right, y'a personne sur la ligne?
No, we're waiting for another phone call.
On va parler pour Jean-Marc Incorporated. Et je vais dire quoi, mes amis, c'est le temps pour appeler David Jean-Marc et le crew pour faire des ouvrages pour vous. Ça fait pas de différence si tu veux faire changer tes portes et tes châssis, les portes et les châssis doublés. Insulated doors, insulated windows. Tu connais, pour préserver l'énergie et empêcher les vents nord de rentrer dans la maison dans l'hiver, empêcher l'air chaud de rentrer dans la maison dans l'été. Et si tu as besoin d'un glass porch, un glass sunroom, tu connais, ça peut installer, bâtir ça pour vous. Mettre des couvertures sur tes patios et tes carports, faire mettre des dalles autour de la couverture, seamless gutters, des awnings, aussi... Écoute, il y a toutes sortes de services que ça peut vous fournir et tout savoir faire, c'est les appeler. 363-1205, 363-1205 ou les visiter sur le web www.jamards.com. David et son crew vont être contents de venir et examiner votre projet en idée et vous fournir avec une estimation. Ça se fait appel pour l'information 363-1205. Et là, si tu veux venir à leur place de business, c'est 1068 Vocational Drive, Ville Platte, dans le Ward 1 Industrial Park. Jamards Incorporated, 363-1205.
When I not call easy, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, you're on the air.
Well?
I heard a beeping sound.
Yeah, I heard a beeping sound, too. In fact, that reminds me, a couple of days ago, I answered the phone, and there was like this, you know, silence, and then you heard beep, 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 oh. Beep, nothing but beeping sound. So it didn't take long to figure out, hey, we're going to hang this thing up, you know? Ah, écoute, t'as le droit. Si quelqu'un t'appelle avec un scam ou quelque chose comme ça, t'as le droit de hang up, casser la connexion immédiatement.
Let's try again, Jim.
Okay, let's try one more time. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, it's Joe.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine and yourself, too.
Huh?
I'm doing fine and yourself. How
yeah,
you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I wanted to ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a man that came in the office the other day, and he wanted to know, how do you say upstairs in French?
Upstairs.
Yeah.
En haut, l'étage en haut.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, upstairs. Okay. If you've got the word, the answer, give us a call. 363-2124.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Years ago, the house that most of us had, you'd say, au grenier. On va aller au grenier. Which is more or less the attic, you know. But... Well, how do you say upstairs en français?
Give us a call, 363-2124.
Mm-hmm. Il y avait quelques maisons de 2 étages ou 3 étages, mais
What did you call the stairway that was on the porch that led to the, like a little second level?
Well, I know, it's escalier.
Was it a garçonnier? Mostly it was the boys that...
Escalier was the only...
No, the stairways that led to this room upstairs.
Le garçonnière was the room upstairs.
Garçonnière.
That was the room upstairs where boys would sleep upstairs, and it was called la garçonnière. And in the house where I was raised, there was a garçonnière.
Garçonnière.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
What would be the translation for that in English? The boys' room?
The boys' room, the bachelor's room. The boys' room, les garçons. And garçonnière. La chambre pour les garçons.
Yeah.
Which was upstairs. Uh-huh.
And on call, Jim.
And on phone call, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yo, this is Happy Blake with Blake's Happy Pharmacy.
Hey, Blake, go ahead. Tell us what you got today.
You spell E-N-H-A-U-T, which is upstairs in French, en haut.
En haut, all right, on va aller en haut.
That's it, I'm finished.
Yeah, and while you're on the phone, tell us what's going on with the with all the stuff at Blake's.
Blake's MPs, we having so much fun with that. We having people calling from out of state want to know if we can have it on a website, and it will be on a website worldwide in about another 7 to 10 days with pictures of the MPs so that our friends and family members from other countries and other states can take advantage of the Blake's MPs, and that's going to be under KJ. Slick, CHAUNSLICK. That website, in about a week, 10 days, will have pictures of the MPs for our out-of-town, out-of-state, and out-of-country. We're getting to right now, our people are out of the country, too.
Uh-huh, you do international business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's fun, and we are expanding our selection, and they're a novelty shirt. They're very, very multi-pocket, multi-purpose, and they actually kind of fun to wear, you know. I have one on right now. Got pockets everywhere. And they're colorful. We have the hunting scenes. We have the, LSU. I've got all kind of LSU. I had the seamstresses make me 1,000 of the LSU shirts. Half of them are purple on gold, and the other half are gold on purple. They all have 5 pockets, and we have the Saints, and we have NASCAR, and we have the people like dogs. We have dog scenes on the pockets. We have the deer. We have the fish, ducks. We have country scenes. The one I'm wearing right now is just country with little log cabins, and they're neat. Camouflage, so they're instead of loading your pockets and your trousers with all kind of things, you stick them in your pockets, your MPs.
Yeah, how about that? So it's easier on your pants, you know.
Exactly. You don't have all that stuff hanging.
Uh huh.
And all right, guys, y'all take care.
All right, Blake. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, and they do still fill prescriptions. Blake et ses pharmaciens remplissent toujours les prescriptions de toutes les qualités. Ça se fait, tu peux être sûr qu'il sera bien traité chaque fois que tu viens au Blake's Family Pharmacies, ici à la Ville-Platte, sur MacArthur et sur Châtaignier.
All right, c'est à peu près 8h30. We have another half hour to go, so we're waiting for some more phone calls. Give us a call at 363-2124. Talking about old time radio shows, I came across this one, Jim. Let's see if this rings a bell to you, okay?
Sure.
The Eddie Arnold Show with the Willis Brothers, the Tennessee Proud Boys, Roy Wiggins, yours truly, Pappy Hal Horton, and starring the one and only Eddie Arnold. Neighbors, it's good of you to drop around. We always leave the last string on the outside here. Just hoping you folks will find an opportunity to come in. Now that you are, you'll get busy with a bit of singing. This is, boys. I want to be sure.
All right, how about that? Eddie Arnold, the old Tennessee plowboy from way back there. Later on, he didn't like to be called a plowboy anymore, but it was his signature. And, of course, the cattle call was his theme, his signature song. And I
you remember that radio show.
As a child, way, way back there, I listened to the Eddie Arnold Show, and it was brought to you by Purina Feeds. I can't recall whether it was a daily show or what, but it was sponsored by Purina, and of course Eddie Arnold and his guests and so forth. But that was some great shows.
Absolutely. Not call, Jim.
Not phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Is that? I think we have our special guest on the line, Jimmy Newman.
Bonjour. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm trying to work it out with his cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about that? We're so glad to have you on La Tasse de Café this morning. And by the way,
He doesn't know why we're calling him, Jim.
Oh, we're calling him.
We wanted to let Jimmy Newman know that the Evangeline Parish Police Jury this week, Jimmy, has declared this coming Saturday, which we understand is your birthday, Jimmy Newman Day in Evangeline Parish.
That's quite an honor. I'm very flattered and very... Well, I'm surprised first... I had a friend that was, we have a mutual friend that was here visiting at the opera, and he hinted that something like that might happen. Bob, remember Bob?
Bob Manuel. Yes.
And so, evidently, y'all conjured this up, and what an honor.
So glad it couldn't happen to a better guy, Jimmy, that we're so proud to be able to announce the Jimmy Newman Day this coming Saturday. It's just another day, perhaps, but it's a special birthday too, huh?
Yes, it is Saturday, you're right. It is. We got another phone.
Yeah, you got another phone. All right, and so what's been happening with Jimmy Newman and Miss May and company the last recently?
I'd be okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm hearing you better on this one.
Oh, okay. I was asking Jimmy, said, what's been happening with you and Miss May and so forth lately in recent times?
Well, Mark?
Yes. You didn't hear that question from Jimmy. He was just basically asking what's been going on with you and Miss May lately.
One moment, please.
Okay. All right. So,
I think he's having trouble with the phone.
I think so. And, of course, okay, we hope he's still on the line here.
Okay, I'm trying another one.
Okay, swapping telephones around. Jim Swallow and Mark Lane over here, Jimmy, and we were asking what have you and Miss May and been doing in recent times? You still doing some horse raising horses, or still going to the opera?
I'm still doing the opera. I celebrated last Tuesday. What was it? A week ago Tuesday on the 18th, whatever it was on the 18th. I celebrated my 53rd birthday. No, my 53rd anniversary at the Opry.
Wow.
How about that? 53 years of the Grand Ole Opry.
Years ago, I hired Cheat Store. You remember the name of Cheat Store?
Oh, yes. René L. Vidrine.
And we hired a truck from him, and we moved over here on a Saturday, and that night the driver came with me, brought him with me to the Opry, and that's... Of course, I had been there for a couple of weeks before, but that's when we moved on the 18th of August, 1956.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
And so that's how long it's been. And I still and will always have fond memories of all of the Ville Platte area, Mamou and High Point, where I was raised and all.
Uh-huh. Jimmy, what was the first song that you sang on the Grand Ole Opry?
I don't remember now. It was a good chance it was Cry Cry Darling.
Probably so, huh? That's a good percentage. The odds are it was Cry Cry Darling, huh?
That's the one that started it all for me. Of course, it was the first record. One of my great thrills was to wake up in the morning living in Ville Platte. The year of KVPI playing Cry Cry Darling and my other Dot records at the time.
Right, exactly. And, of course, your first recording of that was just plain darling. And that was that on Feature Records, Jim?
That was on the Curry Records, on Lake Charles.
On Curry Records, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
We wanted to remind our listeners again, Jimmy, not only are you going to be honored as Jimmy Newman Day, but KVPI is planning to play your music all day long this coming Saturday. So people are going to hear a lot of Jimmy Newman music.
Golly, that is wonderful. Well, you know, I think y'all did that there in the Cotton Festival, too, when I was there a couple
right.
of years ago.
We sure did.
Uh-huh.
I think one day y'all played aggravated people all day long.
Oh, no. Just the opposite.
Oh, yeah. How about that, huh? Well, it's going to be a pleasure for us to do that, Jim, and we do want to thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
That's so nice of y'all to do that. I appreciate it. You know, it's maybe I never forgot y'all, but y'all never forgot me, you know. That's where
right.
it all started for me. It's the Cajun people that helped me get started, and it'll be the Cajun people to the end, you know. So that's how it is. It's just you don't forget those things.
Well, one thing that you were never ashamed of your roots. You never forgot where you came from, Jimmy, and that's why we certainly appreciate what you've done.
I think that would be ridiculous. De ma mère comme parle en français, on n'oublie pas ça.
Exactement. Tu n'oublies pas ton langage en français et les outils de vie t'as été élevé.
Et la culture, en autre mot, je vais jamais lâcher la patate.
Lâche pas la patate, cher. That's right. Well, Jimmy, listen, we want to thank you so much for being with us this morning on La Tasse de Café.
And thank you all for the honor. I appreciate that very much. J'ai déjà eu mes deux tasses de café. I had my two cups of coffee already. And what an appropriate time and a wonderful occasion. The fact that y'all do this for me, I appreciate it. So I'll be thanking y'all Saturday.
And from all of us and all of your many fans and relatives and friends, a happy birthday, Jimmy.
Thank you, Mark. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Bye, Jim. Et Laura, qui c'est 28 ans, samedi?
28 and a few more.
Well, you reverse the figures.
Oh,
the,
that's
the
true.
Digits.
Exactement.
On va pas dire la 82, on va dire la 28 ans samedi.
There you go. It sounds better.
All right. And what a wonderful guy. Et on va... on a quelqu'un sur la ligne?
Oui.
Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jimmy, c'est moi encore. I would like for that lady that called about the sewing machine, I'd like for her to call me.
Uh-huh.
And my name is Emily Fontenot, and it's 36.
Miss Emily, call us back. I got the name and number. Just call us back after the program, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank
Very
you.
Very good. Thank you, Miss Emily.
All right, 363-2124, Jim.
Allons parler pour notre sponsors, Mark. Et on va parler pour le Floyd's Record Shop, East Main, à la Ville-Plante, et n'oubliez pas, quand ça vient pour des instruments de musique que tu as besoin, venez voir, tu peux être sûr que tu vas trouver tous tes instruments de musique que tu as besoin, ça fait pas de différence si c'est la guitare ou un violon, un accordéon, peut-être c'est un keyboard, un set de tambour, toutes sortes d'instruments de musique qui sont valables au Floyd's Record Shop. Aussi les charges pour jouer la musique dessus, tu connais. Moi, je peux pas jouer des instruments de musique, mais je peux jouer le radio. Et au Floyd's Record Shop, ils ont toutes qualités de radio, mes amis. Les radios qui sont faites aussi comme dans le vieux temps, des années passées, les Crosley Radio Reproductions, les phonographes. Les choses pour jouer tes vieux records, tes vieux disques. Peut-être t'as des vieux records dans une boîte, dans le grenier ou une closette en quelque part, ou peut-être en bas lit. Mais tu peux jouer tes vieux records dessus ça. Et là, ils ont le cassette player, le CD player, tout l'affaire dans le même unit. Enfin, je vais dire quoi, ils ont différents modèles pour vous choisir. Venez voir. Et là, aussi, n'oubliez pas leur service pour transférer tes digital photos directement dessus des faire des DVDs pour vous avec la musique et toutes sortes d'affaires. Et là, prendre tes vieux home movies et transférer ça dessus des DVDs. Parle avec Cécile et tout le staff. Ils sont prêts pour vous assister. Et là, n'oubliez pas sur the internet address for Floyd's Record Shop where you can order your records, your music and so forth. Floydsrecordshop.com. Very simple to remember for their internet address. Floyd's Record Shop, serving you over 50 years internationally known right here in Ville Platte, Louisiana.
And if you have trouble with that address, Jim, just go to our KVPI homepage and click on the links page, and we have Floyd's Record Shop. You click that little link on, it'll take you right to their page.
All right.
Right from our page.
Very good.
On un autre call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est Louis Michaud.
Louis Michaud, mais garde donc, c'est un plaisir.
Moi aussi, pareil, hein. J'ai bien aimé ça avec Jimmy Newman. Ça fait la chance que j'ai rencontré un de ses amis l'autre semaine. Il m'a dit de la dire hello, mais je ne la vois jamais, donc je voulais prendre la chance. C'est un beau petit de dire là, là-bas à Nashville, qu'on est Jim Buchanan. Il m'a dit de dire hello à Jimmy et à Merlin Fontenot.
Oh oui, bon, ça c'est un nom que je n'ai pas entendu il y a longtemps pour jouer le violon, hein. Merlin Fontenot.
Ça joue toujours, il est mieux que jamais.
No kidding. Wow, that is wonderful.
Merlin lives in Nashville these days, Louis?
No, il reste en Louisiana avec sa femme.
Okay.
Il joue des fois à Moore, à Butterflies. Mais Jimmy, je crois que ça reste à Nashville.
Oui,
yeah, right, right.
Ça, je le vois jamais, donc peut-être que Jimmy aurait eu plus de chance de l'aider alors là-bas.
Oui, ça vient visiter la famille tous les temps en temps, tu connais, mais c'est loin à côté.
Moi, j'ai jamais eu la chance de la rencontrer, mais je connais bien son fils.
Monsieur Gary?
Oui, Gary.
Oui, il joue toujours de la musique?
Oui, j'ai du boss avec
nous
autres des fois avec les frères Michaud.
Oui, et j'étais gonna demander quoi c'est les frères Michaud à préférer ce jour ici.
Moi j'ai pas été, mais mon père Tom et mon collègue et mon cousin Patrick sont partis au Canada pour jouer au Congrès mondial là-bas, à New Brunswick.
Comment tu crois, hein, là, ils sont partis au Canada?
Oui, donc, ça c'est le rassemblement des Acadiens tous les 5 ans.
Oui, au Congrès mondial.
Et quelqu'un m'a dit que ça pourrait planer peut-être pour le Congrès va être ici dans Lafayette dans les prochaines quelques années, Louis.
Oui, ils ont essayé de faire ça, mais l'annoncement a été fait quelques semaines passées et ça n'a pas été donné à nous autres, ça a donné à Maine.
Oh, à Maine?
Oui.
À Maine.
Parce qu'il y a du monde là-bas qui parle toujours le français.
Oh oui, à Maine, oui, ça c'est droit là à couler pour le Canada, ça se fait, il y a du monde, un tas du monde qui parle français là-bas, mais c'est au loin d'ici.
C'est trop loin, c'est ça.
Oui.
C'est proche au Canada là-bas.
Mais oui.
C'est à côté.
Oui, juste tu croises la ligne et t'es au Canada.
moi je serai là demain.
Oh, bien.
Écoute, on va jouer là-bas, mais je vais dire allez à tout le monde là. T'as gagné le Congrès mondial, mais peut-être nous autres, on va l'avoir les années qui viennent, j'espère.
Allons avoir l'espoir qu'on peut toujours l'avoir un de ces jours-là. Merci beaucoup pour avoir appelé, Louis.
Merci à votre appel.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Good to hear from him.
See, you talk about, yes. Glad to hear from all the folks calling in.
363-2124, 3-6-3-2-1-2-4. Donnez-nous un phone call.
Marc, c'est temps qu'on essaye de travailler pour le monde qui fait possible le programme. On veut parler pour le Borderlands Home Furnishings à cette heure. Et n'oubliez pas que ça ne fait pas de différence. Et que tu es dans le sud ou le central de la Louisiane, il y a une location de Borderlands Home Furnishings parée pour vous servir. Pour exemple, il y a Barry, à Crowley, Charlie, à Jennings, Todd, à Marksville, Marty, et là-bas, après vous espérez à Béville. Et puis, Borderlands Home Furnishing, c'est toujours un business de famille. Et tu vas trouver les fameux noms de la fourniture comme Lane, Ashley, Broyhill, Lazy Boy et beaucoup d'autres. Toute la fourniture, les meubles pour chaque salle de la maison, c'est valable. Et les recliners, des quantités dans différentes façons, différentes couleurs. Ils ont les lampes, les cabinets, les bar stools, les miroirs, tout ça que tu as besoin, les articles pour la maison. Et là, naturellement, quand ça vient, temps pour acheter un matelas, mes amis. Tu vas trouver beaucoup une bonne sélection de matelas au Borderlands Home Furnishings. Ils ont le fameux nom de Tempur-Pedic et Englander. Parlez pour être délivré chez vous. Ça se fait, n'oubliez pas que c'est pas loin, la distance n'est pas grande. Ou quand ça vient pour aller chapeau. Borderlands Home Furnishings. Location à Crowley, Abbeville, Jennings et Marksville.
All right, 363-2124. If you've been wanting to get through, now is the time to do it. 363-2124.
Absolutely. Oh, what else we got there, Mark, going on today? And
Varshadievic and personality, I do that in me.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that, Mark.
He's got a new book on his acting career and his time with Sanford and Son, and it is pretty sure these days.
Jim. Oh, no kidding.
He doesn't do much acting work. His name is Damon Wilson, but he'll always be remembered to fans of Sanford and Son as the son of Red Fox, Fred Sanford, and
yeah.
He played the part of Lamont Sanford. Damon Wilson is a minister. He does a lot of prison ministry, and he has some interesting comments and a lot of interesting stories about Sanford and Son. So you can hear it. I do that in Mia Primitichu KVPI.
12:30 today on both KVPI AM and FM, right?
And I'll call you.
Okay. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Larry LaFleur.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Larry.
And this is, I just want to change the subject a little bit. You know, we've been discussing the old courthouse a lot, you know, and different people come in and we talk about the past, you know. As you get older, you talk about the past.
Absolutely.
and we're talking about cruel and unusual punishment, you know. And when I was a kid, they had a sheriff named Parker Fusilier. And he was well-respected because he had a beating room.
Uh-huh.
And whenever you done something that was on the major side, before he put you in jail, he'd beat you in the beating room. I'd like y'all to research that maybe.
All right.
And make sure I didn't dream that up.
Okay. Actually, there was more rumor than fact behind that, but it's part of the colorful history, yes.
The rumor was enough to scare people.
Right, exactly, to keep people from breaking the law.
And another thing, they had a tree that did hang the people behind the courthouse.
Oh, well, that also was, I think, a lot of rumor about that, you know, because the legal hanging was not done from a tree, you know.
Well, that's a long time back in the 50s and probably the early 50s.
Uh-huh.
So, but I always did hear about that. So I just wanted to mention it and see if anybody having it.
All right. Thank you for calling, Larry.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye now.
But it seems to me that I did some research, and I remember my grandfather going to one public hanging, and that when they brought the gallows down here.
Yeah, right. They were right the gallows. It would not be from a tree.
And it seemed like they had one public hanging with the gallows, and I think they had an electric chair.
Oh, yeah, the electric chair was on a portable in a truck. That was used in those days. They'd go around all over the state, different prisons, and there was electrocutions that took place. You know. All right.
Not phone call.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Sylvia.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember talking to you, and my husband said he left it on hanging.
Yes, ma'am. Uh huh.
I think it was a good thing.
All right. Yes, there was a hanging at the courthouse in Ville Platte, that was a vitrine, and that was way back many, many years
back
ago.
Back in the
30s,
huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Sylvia. All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Her phone connection is really
bad. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sylvia, we've got a real problem there with your telephone. Something that's not coming out real clear, you know. But anyhow, allons parler pour Laverne's Insurance Agency. Charlie Manuel et Melvin Laverne vous invite de venir. Tu vas jamais trouver des plus vaillants cadres pour faire business avec Charlie et Melvin. Là, je vais dire quoi, Charlie peut cuire joliment bien aussi, parce qu'on a eu le plaisir de ça la semaine passée. Quand ça vient temps pour les assurances, mes amis, ça fait pas de différence. Quelle sorte d'assurance que tu as besoin? Peut-être c'est pour la maison, pour la place de business, la fourniture de la maison. Peut-être c'est pour l'automobile, les assurances de vie, des assurances de santé. Peut-être c'est un supplément que tu as besoin. Ou bien les assurances pour ton camper ou motorhome et toutes sortes de bateaux, toutes sortes de charges comme ça. Quand c'est de l'assurance que tu as besoin, venez voir l'agence indépendante. Ils peuvent vous mettre avec les différentes compagnies qui sont meilleures pour savoir besoin. Ils peuvent vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. Et là, je vais dire quoi? Si tu ne peux pas arriver à l'office à 118 Court Street, appelle 363-3292. Ils vont être contents de venir chez vous et visiter. Et certainement, tu ne vas jamais trouver du plus vaillant monde pour faire business avec Charlie Manuel et Melvin Laverne et leur staff. Au Laverne's Insurance Agency, 118 Court Street, La Ville Platte, numéro de phone 363-3292.
All right, Jim, since we have a little break in the action, here's another old-time radio show that I came across on the Internet. Let's see if this might bring a memory or two for you, okay?
All right, very good.
Very famous radio, TV, and a great singer. He had his own radio show.
Bernie here.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. Boy, that was a great show with plenty of music and down-home folksy style. You never
what was
could
that?
Tell.
He'd say, pee-picking, bless
your pee-picking. Bless your pee-picking heart.
Pee-pickin'.
This is your old pee-picking buddy.
Yeah.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. And, it was fun to listen to Tennessee Ernie. This was one of his faithful fans right over here.
You liked Ernie?
Yes, we love to hear. And, of course, Mark, one thing that we used to have here is the tremendous amount of gospel songs that he recorded over the years. And we had.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have been, as much as I can, been downloading all that music into our AM station on Sunday mornings when we have breaks in our religious programming. I'm trying to get some of that music.
I remember we had several albums in book form.
We still have them.
Great
gospel
songs.
Music. Yes. Some good stuff.
Absolutely. So that was, we had Eddie Arnold and Tennessee Ernie Ford this morning, some little soundtracks here.
Mm-hmm.
Alors, parlez pour Fontenot Physical Therapy, ça c'est Tim et Susie Fontenot. Et, of course, n'oubliez pas, mes amis, quand le docteur te dit que tu as besoin de service de physical therapy pour travailler avec vous et vous faire se sentir meilleur encore, n'oubliez pas, vous avez le droit de choisir et n'oubliez pas de dire Fontenot Physical Therapy. Tim Fontenot et son staff sur Jack Miller Road, juste dépassé l'hôpital ici à la Ville Platte, leur numéro de phone 363-0095. 63-0095. Là, of course, Susie Fontenot, ça c'est Madame Tim, sur le bord du ouest de la ville, au Vidrine Medical Clinic, highway numéro 10 à Vidrine, leur numéro de phone 506-3510. 506-3510. N'oubliez pas le nom de Fontenot Physical Therapy et Fontenot Physical Therapy West.
You know, a few weeks back, Jim, we had the opportunity of interviewing Mr. Ambrose Fontenot, who was a long-time mechanic at Pete Ford. And I think one of his sons, Wayne, maybe, emailed us. I think he lives out of state, wanted to hear his dad's interview. So, Wayne, if you're listening, and I've already sent him an email, we have that interview on the Internet. So it'll be up for the next week. For those of you who missed that Ambrose Fontenot interview, you can go to our website and you can click on that link and you can hear the interview, Jim.
Most enjoyable. And it was a long one.
Yeah.
It was quite long, but it was very enjoyable, bringing back some of the things that happened at old Pete Ford.
Very humorous stories through the years.
Oh, good. Ambrose est bon conteur. Des comptes, des affaires qui avaient arrivé là-bas. All right, allons parler pour Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, et je vais dire quoi, mes amis. Quand tu observes autour de la maison et tu trouves que le sofa, la chaise, la berceuse, le recliner auraient besoin d'être couverts, soyez sûr de donner le nom à Gervis O'Connor, Gervis Upholstery Shop. Ça, c'est à 614 la rue East LaSalle, droite ici à la Ville Platte. Tu ne peux pas manquer la place. Tu croises Tate Cove Road et c'est à la gauche aussi vite que tu croises Tate Cove Road quand tu viens au bord du est de la Ville Platte. Le numéro de phone 363-70NN. 363-7011. Et Gervis va être content de vous montrer les livres de simple. Tu peux choisir l'étoffe ou le vinyle que tu veux, la couleur, le patron. Et là, il peut vous faire une estimation. Ça, si n'oubliez pas, ça, c'est une place où tu es sûr d'avoir du bon service et puis du monde qui a beaucoup d'années d'expérience dans le business de upholstery, couvert, la fourniture et les coussins, les cushions et différentes choses comme ça, seat covers. 363-7011, le numéro de phone, leur adresse 614 East LaSalle, Gervais O'Connor, Upholstery Shop.
All right, we have about 5 minutes left, so if you want to get in on the conversation, donnez-nous un téléphone call, mes amis.
All right, on va parler pour T-Boy Slaughterhouse, parce que naturellement, quand on parle de T-Boy Slaughterhouse, ça me donne la faim, mes amis, je vais dire quoi, ça va ouvrir ton appétit. Quand on parle de T-Boy Slaughterhouse, on dit T-Boy Slaughterhouse à Mamou, c'est entre la pointe au pain et Mamou, et tu vas trouver une ligne complète de toutes les viandes qui sont si délicieuses. Les rôtis de viande de bête, de viande de cochon, tout assaisonné, pareil pour la chaudière. Ils vous offrent ce qu'on appelle des gravy packs. Ça, c'est pour le monde. Well, t'es pressé ou t'es paresseux. Une manière ou l'autre, mais ils ont des gravy packs. Et ça, c'est la viande qui est tout coupée et assaisonnée avec les oignons et les queues d'oignons et toutes les affaires. Tout pareil pour mettre dans la chaudière, tu connais? Et T-Boys fait l'ouvrage pour vous. Et là, quand tu veux les meilleurs gratons alentours, ça fond dans ta bouche proche. Et là, écoute, c'est pas juste les gratons, mais leur boudin. Écoute, il y a du monde qui fait un repas avec leur boudin, à force que c'est délicieux, mes amis. C'est fameux, c'est bien connu tout partout. Ça fait pas de différence si c'est juste un steak, une coupe de viande, ou 10 livres, ou 50 livres, un demi-veau, demi-cochon, un quartier, ça fait pas de différence. Là, il peut faire boucherie pour vous, si tu as tes animaux à toi-même, les cochons et les bêtes, il est pareil pour faire la boucherie pour vous, et là, coupez ça, enveloppez ça, vacuum pack, pareil pour votre freezer. 468-3333, le numéro de phone, 468-3333. Et n'oubliez pas, T-Boys Boudin Cracklins à 1500 West Laurel à Eunice, collé après All Express. Ils vous offrent les viandes et le boudin, les gratons à Eunice, 457-3344. Et n'oubliez pas de demander pour le T-Boys Seasoning, des assaisonnements par T-Boys à votre grosserie. Et puis, à cette heure, s'il y a personne sur la ligne.
Yes, sir, we got another phone call.
Okay, a very brief one. It's running out of time. Bonjour, qui est-ce qui parle?
Bonjour, Mr. Jim. I just wanted to inform you and the rest of the listeners, the Roosevelt Hotel is back open. It's a 5-star hotel, and it's just like the Waldorf in New York City. Whoa. They have Blue Room back open and the Sazerac Bar.
No kidding. Wow.
And it is fabulous.
All right.
And they promised to decorate just like the Fairmont. Blaine Curran's going to have the decoration from one end, from University all the way to the room.
All right, now, it was called the Fairmont Roosevelt at one time.
It went back to the original name, the Roosevelt.
It went back to the old original name, the Roosevelt Hotel, with the Blue Room, and you know, for years they had a live broadcast directly from the Blue Room of the Roosevelt Hotel.
WWL's studios used to be...
WWL, Loyola University.
They used to have...
WWL
was located right there in the hotel.
And the Blue Room, the music from the Blue Room was on WWL,
yep.
And it was heard almost nationwide.
It is gorgeous.
So,
and the Sazerac is the official drink of the city of New Orleans.
Uh-huh. And who's speaking, please?
Easton Arglass.
Oh, Easton, okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for telling us about that. Because
so if you go on your next honeymoon, that's the place to go.
All right. Thank you so much for telling us about that.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We never did get an answer to his question about when the Avoyelles Hotel shut down.
Right, what year? I knew about what year that the Avoyelles Hotel shut down. And, of course, that was some good days when, you know, people would enjoy having, you know, the wholesales right
here. That
was
back in the day, Jim, when we talked about this so many times, when there was a grocery store on almost every corner in Villeplatte and Mamou, and all the little country stores were everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we hope that maybe next session of La Tasse we can get the answer to Easton's question. Et puis, of course... on veut parler un petit peu pour le café dans le paquet jaune, hein?
Never had the chance.
32 years old, and I've never experienced pure joie.
For those who never forgot it,
pure joie?
It's been so long. Great news. Melatonin Pure Coffee is back. For over 40 years, it put the joie in the tea of more Louisianians than any other coffee. My parents, they had pure joie every morning. Why settle for just a cup of coffee? Then you can experience pure joie. Mellow Joy Coffee.
Ah, mais oui, la joie dans la vie, dans chaque tasse de café Mellow Joy, le café dans les paquets jaunes, le vrai café du sud de la Louisiane. Of course, ça, c'est tout le temps qu'on a pour le programme, la tasse de café. N'oubliez pas que vendredi matin, Charlie Manuel va être avec Marc pour une autre session de la tasse de café. Et of course, c'était tout le temps un plaisir d'être ici avec vous et parler sur le téléphone avec tous de vous. Et le programme aujourd'hui, présenté à vous comme un service par Gervais O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Blake's Pharmacies, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Lamont & Associates, T-Boy's Slaughterhouse & Grocery, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Manual Hardware, Jamard's Incorporated, Quality Medical Care and Services, Floyd's Record Shop, Laverne's Insurance Agency, et le Café Mellow Joy. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse dans toutes les manières, et tout de vous et notre pays, et n'oubliez pas de prier pour le futur de nos États-Unis. On a besoin. Au revoir.
Et après écouter la station radio KVPI AM FM à 8 points, c'est 2 minutes après l'heure de 9h, et restez tuned pour la musique.